What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, Julie D. Immel, and good morning to all of you out there who listen to us on a weekly basis and those who pop in occasionally. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. And just remember, you can always go on and listen to these shows at any time because they're podcasted, and you can, if that's the right term. Julie, is that the right term, podcasted?
Yes.
Okay.
You can download the podcast and listen
anytime. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I was looking at them the other day. I went into Odyssey, and I just hit the Laurie Cadden show, and all these things popped up, and I thought, oh, my God, maybe I should randomly listen. So anyway, it was cool. So, yeah. But anyway, so good morning, Jewel. How was your week? How are you doing so far, and what's going on for your weekend?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the week has been a little chaotic, but that's kind of been my theme lately. A lot of craziness. And I think that everybody's gearing up for the end of summer now. So this is, it's good crazy. And this weekend I have a lot of kind of DIY projects that I want to do. So, you know, in the house, I have some purging. I have some things I need to drop off at Goodwill, stuff like that. Not too glamorous, but I actually like doing that because I feel like I lose 10 pounds every time I donate a box of clothes or stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Well, it's amazing how much you accumulate, you know.
Yeah, and you know, people talk often, you know, they talk about consigning and all that stuff, and I never do that. I've never done that in my life. And I should, because I have great stuff, especially since my 76-pound weight loss at 76 now, Jewel, last Saturday.
Wonderful.
I got on the scale because I do that every other for now, so I don't get nuts about it on a daily basis. I did say to somebody earlier that I think after I reach where I want to be, that I will, whether it's good or not, I think a daily weigh-in is not a bad thing, simply because it kind of keeps you on track and know where you're at. And I think what happens is a lot of times when you lose weight, I know I've done this before, and you don't pay attention afterwards, it can creep up and do what it do with stuff. So I think you just got to pay a little, you got to focus. It has to become part of your life if it's because it's what you do. We eat every day. We have to make sure we do it. But because God knows I'm no expert when it comes to that. God knows I've been up and down on the scale forever. Mostly up. And so, it is what it is, but the point I'm getting at is there were so many clothes that I've, you know, even things that I've been buying as I'm losing are now too big. So I, you know, give them, and my, one of my dear friends, I give a lot of, clothes to her, and she has an aunt and a friend who, can wear things. So I just tend to give my, like, I never think of profiting on my things I don't want. I always give them away because I just do. It's just not, I've never had that mentality, although I get it. And like I said, I think, like, even like yard sales and those kind of things, I've never done anything like that. But man, oh man, what I have, there'd be, if I put the stuff that I have, and I have to clean out my basement, and I could do a really cool yard sale because I think my things are cool. Maybe someone else doesn't, but I do, and I've collected things. Yeah, so I would love to, like, I think I should do that because I need to get my basement organized because it's really the only room in my area of my house that I haven't kind of gone through. And my kids, both, Sean was in last week, the week before, and he he was upstairs in their room, and Tommy's been doing that. And so I think really it's the basement that's the issue right now. So I need to focus on getting rid of stuff. So we'll see. But those stores and giving to Goodwill or Salvation Army or any of those things, it's really good to do if you can and you think about it. And I would give more to if my friend didn't want to take some of this stuff to give to these people. And it's my beautiful friend Kasia. So I we'll see what down the road. But I think they're great to do, Julie. Whether it is to take to charities or to get or to consign. I mean, a lot of these places, and you know, these thrift stores and such. I mean, I don't know if they get things from consignment. I don't really know. I don't know how they all work, but they're interesting, and a lot of people love them, and they they go there deliberately and find shops that have those and vintage stuff and all that. I just love it. I love any of that. It's cool. I watch a lot of those reels.
Oh, I love those shows. Yeah, where they're repurposing and reselling and finding a new home for old things. Yes. You know, one of my little nephews loves to watch American Pickers.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he's so little, but he gets very excited to watch Pickers, and he loves when they find old cars. He's really into cars, and then he'll tell me all about the episode he just watched, and it's a riot. But they can restore furniture in ways that you would never imagine, you know. I wish that I had the ability to do that and the time. I don't. But mostly what I'm purging at this point is, you know, clothes. And I have things that look like they're brand new, and I'm never going to wear them again. So it's like, you know, what am I doing? What am I clinging to here? Like, send it off. I can't really share my clothes with all of my friends are taller than me. I don't think I know anyone who is shorter than me. So my clothes don't really fit anyone I know. I don't know. But that was the problem too. You were talking about having a yard sale, and that's a great thing to do. It's a lot of work. I will just tell you, if you're going to do it, be prepared to put the time in, because the prep.
No, I know that. Work. I know.
You have to price everything. You have to mark everything clearly. You know, it's unless you want to negotiate with people all day, which I did not. But we did one about 10, 12 years ago, and it was kind of a family thing, and we had a lot of stuff out in the front yard, and it's a big yard, so you can imagine, and you know the size of that lot, and that was pretty much full of all kinds of stuff, housewares, clothing, toys, you name it. And we had a lot of people here, but there were a lot of complaints about the clothes I put out, because they were asking, do you have this in a larger size?
You know, because all like you're a retail store.
Right. Well, I did have, I don't know where it came from. Probably my brother scored this somewhere. But we had like professional racks, retail racks hanging, you know, sitting out there, round racks on the sidewalk. And so it did look kind of professional, and it was well organized. And I was like, well, no. And this one lady was so funny. She's like, I'm looking for the adult clothes. And I'm like, that was mine. Like, I wore that last year.
Like, adult clothes.
Like, yeah, well, they were small. Jewel, I mean, I was petite, you know?
Well, Jewel, you're not exactly an Oompa Loompa.
I'm more of an Oompa Loompa. I'm more Oompa than Loompa now than I was, but 10 years ago for sure. But yeah, I mean, they were small sizes, and they're short. I'm still short, so
yeah. Well,
that's never going to change. And so even petite pants or skirts, like I have to hem. I
get it,
lady.
So, I know, me either.
It was hilarious. So we didn't push a lot of clothes. We just didn't, because everybody. The moral of this story is everyone is taller than us.
Yeah. Well, and it's true for me, because I feel like I'm shrinking too. So
I still think you're taller than me. You still have at least
I probably am. I mean, I was always 5'4", and I think I'm a little bit not. I mean, I don't know. It might be my imagination. How tall are you?
5'2".
Okay, so yeah, I'm a little. I got a couple inches on you, but I'm pretty average. That's an average. I think that's a pretty average size. Is 5'4". I mean, believe me, Julie, I'm no average broad, but I'm an average broad when it comes to height. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works.
I wish I would have inherited the height. There are people on the other side of the family that they're, you know, 6 feet tall, 6'1". My father was 6'1". You know, he was very tall. Where did those genes go? I got none.
Is your brother tall, Jewel?
No, not especially. None of us are.
It's funny because
I'm
in
tall
my family,
in my mind,
you know? Yeah, I know. I get it. Well, you have that Aquarius confidence when you walk in. But
there you
know,
go.
My youngest brother Timmy, he's tall. He's got height. Whereas my father was probably like 5'10", and my brother Jimmy's about the same. But my brother Timmy is taller. Like, he's probably 6 foot, and he's always been a tall kid. One of my uncles was taller in my father's family, one or two of them, and the others were pretty average. But my mother's side, my grandmother's brothers were tall. So I think that's where...
I'm not a scientist. You know, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. So, yeah, it's kind of neat. I love how that works. But my kids are pretty like 5'11", 6 foot. Tommy's about 5'11". Sean might be a tad, but they're right there. And Katie, my daughter-in-law, it's weird to say, daughter-in-law, I can say that I used to say to be, and I don't have to say the to be anymore. She's tall. She's tall, and her mom, Grace, and her dad, and their whole family is tall. It was funny at the wedding. My mother-in-law, Jill Miller, said to me, "Laurie, these people are all so tall. The whole family is tall." I said, "I know. It's just unbelievable." And they are. God bless them. They're all, they got great height, every single one of them. I think Katie's dad is 6'4", and her brother is like 6'6", and her mom and Katie have to be almost like 5'9", 5'10". So yeah, they're really tall. I look like a little shrimp when I look at that family picture of the, well, the boys aren't in it, the brothers aren't in it, but Katie and Sean and Grace, Tom, and Tom and I in this picture, Tom and me. What is it? What did I say? Did I say that correctly?
Okay.
I said it wrong. I thought, that didn't sound right, and I hate when I mess up. I am because I critique, so I do have to do it to myself. I know the way to check it, so that's why I was saying it in my head. But I'm going to send that. You can post it. You see how tall everyone else is, and then you see this shrimp, me. So, I'm going to give it to you, Joel, to post.
I know the feeling.
But I don't mind it. But as much as tallness, as much as it tall people stand out, well, littler people do too, and I think it's cute. I look like a little kid in this because I'm the smallest one, and it's funny. So I'll send it to you. It's cute. But
yeah, we'll put it up on
Facebook. Yeah, because it's a good one, Jewel. It's good. So anyway, that's our plan. We're going to come back in a little bit, Julie. You and I will continue chatting, and then after our second little segment of chat, we're going to have the lovely Gilmartins, two of them anyway, Nada Gilmartin and Katie Gilmartin, are going to talk a little bit about what it's like to be, in Nada's case, 35 years in the retail business, as we just mentioned.
Wow.
What do you think, I'm a retail store? And what the, you know, trials and tribs of all of that. And then Katie coming into the mix when she moved back to the area, and now she is a principal, a partner there, and it's a wonderful store. I love it. I love them, and we'll be talking about them in the third segment. So in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DeEmil, who produces this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie DeEmil Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedeimmel.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Jewel. And so, Jewel, we're going to chat a little bit about, I was this past weekend, last Friday night, they had Lace Village had the Bob and Bar open for their routine happy hours from 4 to 9, and the Bobbin is on the back end of the beautiful dining area where the event space that is done by Epicurean Delight. They do the catering and running the event space, which is just beautiful in there. And at the other end, on the back end of that, is on the north side, it would be the bar, which is called the Bobbin Bar. And there's an old, a really cool old, I forget what it's like, where the lace was made, but I'm trying to think of the word, Julie, on like a some type of machine where lace was created. And like a, I was going to say press, but it's not a press. I just can't think of the proper term. And that is there, and in between the bar where you get where you're served and the back end of the concrete area where this machine is. And it's so cool to see this lace machine that somebody actually worked on in that lace factory. It's just such a neat place. And then you have all of this open space with all of these great old buildings with the exposed brick and the different colors, a coloration of brick, and the wear from the weather, and then the whole area where they have all this extra seating. It was so crowded. I'm going to say there had to be about 350 people in this area, in this yard. They were rolling out the tables and the chairs from the event space inside, pulling them all out into the yard, and popping them up. And it was so, and it's, yeah, they're, that's what they call them, these pop-up happy hours. It was, and they have small plates and their meal or the alcohol mix, you know, whether it's non-alcoholic or alcohol, whatever you want. And it is so lovely. We happened to get there was a couch and two chairs with a little coffee table and an end table. And we happened to land that spot, which was perfect because it was very comfortable. And we had such a great time. And of course, my cousin, Michelle Cadden, and her little daughter Bailey and Pat Nasser, who are Pat and Michelle are the co-owners of Epicurean, and I talked to both of them and got to meet little Bailey. Michelle being my cousin, and I've seen it, but I really didn't get to meet the little one, so I was happy to do that. And it was fabulous. We had an appetizer. We had a Mexican corn dip, which is gluten-free, and it worked for us. And then Deb Peterson and Randy Williams got the flatbread, it's a buffalo wing flatbread, which they said was outstanding. And it was just, we saw so many people, and so many people I had no idea who they were, believe it or not. Like, the three of us were like, there's a lot of people here I've never seen before. So it was packed. It was so much fun. It was a beautiful evening. I'm telling you, I loved it. And then after we left the Lace Works, the Bobbin Bar happy hour, we went over and sat at out because we wanted to continue to sit and go out, and we picked Meyer up and we went over and we sat outside on at Andy Gavin's, which is, you know, 2 blocks away from my house and 2-3 blocks down, and we sat outside and we were there till about 9:15. Donnie Cerace, who's the owner of Gavin's, came out and talked to us, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful night to be out. No one wanted to go in, so or home, so we went from one place to another. We were like bar hopping in my olden days, but we had so much fun, and we sat, and we hit that place. Gavin's is such a staple in this the Green Ridge section, and it's just a great place, mm-hmm. and so neat and clean, and I said, Donnie, you keep this place so beautifully appointed, and you know, from the flowers up on the balcony, just everything about it. He said, I blame my mother. Even if you come back and look in the kitchen, everything's neat, and that makes me feel so much better, because his food is delicious. They have these homemade potato chips, Julie, that are and that the go. I should if I remember, I'll ask the Gilmartins, but they love to go there. Homemade chips, and then they have different seasonings for them. They can do plain, they can do ranch. There's a couple of barbecue. There's a couple things. They're delicious, and so there's just so much. His food is really good. Meyer had a salmon wrap that looked fresh salmon in the wrap. It was wonderful. They had stuffed long hots, which are one of my favorites. Just everything they have is delicious, and it's fun, and it's a great place to be. So if you're out and about and you feel like stopping, and they're open later, their kitchen's open a little bit later, and a lot of times you can't find that. So if you're out later or you find yourself out and you think, where should I go? Go on over to Gavin's. You can sit up on the porch, you can go inside, or you can sit down on two of the patios. It's just a really neat place. I felt like I was at the shore for some reason. It was that kind of a night, and you don't even know that I was 3 blocks from my house, and it was just a great time. So we had fun. So it was a nice night to be out, and of course, I was down at my other staple this week, too, Julie, at the Glider Diner. Big shout-out to Charlie and all of his folks there, because they always do a great job, and we love it there, too. And so, anyway, we're hitting them all, Julie. I was out a lot this week and went to, as I said, I was at Casa Bella for a Howard Gardner meeting. I was out to Charlie's the next night. The next night I was at a friend's house. Thank you, Marianne Hazzouri, for the hospitality for our investment club. And then last night, I just have been everywhere. Last night I was at we went for a burger at Red Robin. So hit the chain. It's one of the only chains I go to, because I like to support mm-hmm. local restaurateurs. So that's usually what I do. But a big shout out to them, because we had a good burger and we had fun. So that was my wrap up of being out and having meals and doing what I do. It was a lot of fun. But big shout out to my cousin Michelle Cadden and Pat Nasser for what they do with Epicurean. It's outstanding. That Lace Works and my buddy Donnie Rinaldi, I love them, and what is going on there is amazing. And it's just like its own little, it's a village. It's the perfect thing. It's a lace village, and man, is it a village. It's great. So keep up the good work. And that's all I have to say, Jewel. We're going to have Nada and Katie Gilmartin come up next to talk about the 35 years in business of Nada and Company, and what you can see, what you can get, what they do, and we'll talk next to them. So stay tuned. In the meantime, you're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me today is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie's the producer of this great show, and Jule, tell them all what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jule. And we have two beautiful Irish lasses with us here today. We talked about earlier, the lovely Gilmartin ladies, Nada Gilmartin and her lovely daughter, Katie Gilmartin, or as I call her, Catherine. And they're here to talk a little bit about a wonderful, wonderful event that happened in years and years of business, 35 years of business for Nada and Company. And so there was lots going on. We talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show, Julie, because I said I had been there, and we talked. We always give them a big shout-out whenever we can, because I love these gals, and I love Michael Gilmartin as well. But I have to give one thing before I start, Nada. I want to say, and I know I've said this before, but I want to publicly thank you, because you and Deb Kulsofsky, who was the president of the Scranton Cultural Center at the time when I was working full-time, and Jerry Donahue planted a seed in my mind about starting and doing this, what I do for a living for the Cultural Center and for others prior to, that I could do this on my own, as my own business. And I thought, what? And then I thought, oh, my God, I think I could do this. And I remember on a Friday I was coming out of Bestokies, and I called you, Nada, and I said, Nada, what do you think about this? And I threw by this scenario. And you said to me, as you always do in your wise decision-making, Laurie, it sounds like a good idea, but can I have the weekend to think about it? And I said, of course, take as long as you want, but I really think it's a great idea. And then you called me back on Monday or Tuesday, and you said, yes, I think it's something we need to look at. Let's talk about it. And you and Jerry were actually, we were in your store on Wyoming Avenue up in the office upstairs, and you and I and Jerry talked about that, which is when he brought this up, and you agreed. I don't know if you remember all this, Nada, but I remember it like it was yesterday. And then the whole thing went down. We met with Deb in the hood room of the Cultural Center. I had a proposal in hand, which the ex-executive director, Joanne Framiotti, helped me put together. I sat with you and Deb, and of course, and I tease Deb about this all the time because she always says, and she said, well, any movement in the price? And I said, absolutely not. And she said, okay, as a banker, I have to ask that. And I said, nope. And she looked at it. You guys both agreed. And you were the very first client I had for Laurie Cadden Enterprises back in 2010, the same year that I started the Laurie and Lynn Show on this station. And everything happened in that year of January 2010 for my business and the show. And here we are today, my business and the show. Thank God, with the help of continued good luck and blessing, going strong. And I want to thank you publicly, Nada, because if it were not for you and your belief in me and knowing what it's like to be a woman in business, and Deb Kulsofsky and Jerry and all of what went on, but thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the opportunity, because it was with your blessing that I was able to do this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if all women could support women like you and your daughter do for everyone in this business and those who know, I know my beautiful dresses and my my beautiful cigarette pants and my beautiful wrap top and everything, my sister's dress, everything that went down for Sean's wedding that you guys provided and helped me with, I can't tell you how much I am in such awe of all you guys do. So I'm going to stop talking because I'm going on and on, but it's all worth it because people need to understand what it is you guys do and how you operate in this town. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, Laurie, this is Nada, because I know Katie and I sound exactly the same. You packed a lot into that. So in my analytical way, I'm going to answer all the things that you said. First of all, I still have a copy of that proposal, which is probably why people always call me for answers to questions. I do have the internet. But I think you speak to something that really is the reason we're in business in the first place. When I go back and look 35 years ago, what led us here is extremely convoluted and a series of getting to know people and having them inspire you or say something, exactly what you're saying, that makes you look in a different direction. And I know we share a bond in our volunteer activities too, and exactly
yes.
to your point, so much, you were talking to three volunteers at the time, which inspired you to go into business. But I think, you know, especially my experiences in the Junior League, we were women supporting women with, let me not leave this out, many, many husbands, partners,
mm-hmm.
sons as well, helping us all along the way and giving us the time and support that we needed. But we can encourage people to move forward and also discourage them when it might be the better idea.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know mm-hmm. it. It's just, it's amazing. But I have said this, and again, I was at a dinner the other night for Howard Gardner, because I'm on that board, and Susan Hennemuth was just going off, and we always have a dinner for those celebrating our friends who are leaving and our new friends. And we did this. I'm sorry. I have, how about all this noise? And so we did this and had this dinner, and Susan said, oh, my God, that dress that you had for your son's wedding, did you get that at Nada's? And I said, of course. And she said, oh, my God, I could just, it was magnificent. And I say that because it's so important for people to understand that you are in this town and able to do these things. And, Katie, I think you can speak a little bit to this, a lot of it. This is what you have available and the ability to help and to know people, to get what they're looking for and what they're trying to understand. Like you said to me, if you come in here and this is something you want or you think this could be recreated, that's not what we do. We will help. We can do everything. We want you to come in and look. We want you to tell us what it is. Look. Come in and look. Have the conversations with us. That's how it works, right, Katie? Am I off on any of what I'm saying?
No, you're absolutely right. I think there's a fair amount of psychology in what we do, more than
yeah.
certainly either one is qualified to provide, but we do it anyway. And, you know, I think that is what is unique about what we do. It is less about the garment, although the quality, the fabric, the construction, you know, all of that is very important to us, making sure that we're bringing goods into this community that are of a value that we think is high enough. But it is more about the person in the garment. And that's why people are responding to you and why we hear this from so many other people. It's about, you know, I think it's special for us. Often we know the setting. We know some of the other people who might be involved. You know, we get information about what, you know, other guests or other parties in the wedding are wearing. So, you know, we're thinking a little bit about painting a picture and helping to pull those things together. But as I said to you, about coming in and trying things and keeping an open mind. People who try on clothes and come out of the dressing room get clothes, and they are comfortable in them. And it's about the experience of keeping that open mind, of trying things on that may not be what you pictured or what you saw on the internet. Like, you know, those things can create a jumping off point. But they can also create a very false sense of what exists in the world and what's going to work
for the individual's scenario. So it is always better to, in any setting, in my opinion, whether it's our store or, you know, any of the other beautiful stores in this community and beyond, it is about keeping an open mind and trying things on and communicating with yourself and with the person who's helping you about what's working, what's not working, what you're seeing and what you're responding to. You know, I often will have people say to me, well, do you like this? Well, I'm not going to tell you that something isn't, like, it's flattering if I don't believe that it is, but it isn't about me. It's about you and how you feel in it. And, you know, people will come out in a full skirt and put their hand on it. Take it off. It's not your comfort level. I love a full skirt, but that's okay, and we can work around that.
But this is not a chiming in now, Lori, but, you know, you just said something. And since the Donahue family is doing a guest appearance on this show, Kathy Donahue said to me once, and forgive me if I sound self-serving, but she said, I love that dress and you in it. And that was one of the most powerful things I ever heard, because I'll often say to people, yes, it's a beautiful dress, but you're beautiful. It's because it's on you. But what Kathy said drives the point home about our business. There are just things you look nice in, and you should wear them until they fall apart on you. Because clothes, I don't know, they're meant to have lots of experience and wonderful memories. And that is truly what we were trying to build here.
That's a great, great point, Nada. I think we may have lost our connection with Laurie for just a moment, but, you know,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Really quiet.
No, you know what? I had you on mute because of the noise with the stuff going on out in my, and I'm talking and you weren't, and you, I'm like, why aren't they? No, what I was saying was, when I sat in the dressing room, it's that on your little bench in your dressing room, and I had the dress on, the whole everything before. Do you remember what I said? I said, I am so comfortable in this dress that I feel like I have something else on. It doesn't feel like this beautiful dress that I'm going to wear to my son's wedding. I felt so comfortable in it. Remember when I sat there and said that my legs were crossed and I'm on that bench and I'm like, I feel, this is like, I don't even have this formal piece on. It was so perfect. It's just what you guys do. There's a magic, and I can say this because it's me. There's a magic in what goes on in that place, from anything you go in to buy, from anything you do, having this experience that I've had with you, with everything that I've recently had the pleasure of having people buy for me, and one or two things I bought for myself, within those couple days, it's been an experience for me like no other. And I say that no different than when my friend Linda and I went in and she needed to look for a dress. I said, just go and see. Like, you, I used your lines, Katie. Just come in at both of you. Come in and look. Let us see if we can help you. That is what it's, even if, like, Nada, you always say, I don't care if you don't want to buy anything, that's up to you. Come and look. Come and say hi. Come and look at what we have. You never know what you're going to think. And this, I guess, Nada, has been your philosophy for 35 years.
Yes. I think what we have, you know, and things change. There is nothing you can do about the world changing. And I think one aha moment for me was thinking, 1990 is comparable to 1920, and 2025 is comparable to 1955. Very, very different world. And, you know, I think that helped to understand. But I do feel as though people have, they do a lot of their shopping on the internet. And I don't mean buying, I mean shopping. And I think that is an interactive human experience that we probably should try to be cognizant of doing a little bit more of that. And, you know, when you just said about the wedding, you don't know how much we feel it's a privilege to be a part of people's events like that, whether they are happy or sad. And if I, when I think about memorable moments, I have to tell you about a woman coming in who was going to have her mother be viewed. She had passed away. And she said, I remember my mother most recently, like in her nightwear, and I would like to have her viewed in nightwear. Well, we had a line of lingerie that was lovely cotton, but not moderately priced, great pieces, very pretty to look at, but the fabric was not, you know, the finest cotton in the world. And I remember she bought a gown and robe, and I remember ironing that to within an inch of my life because I just felt so honored to be a part of that. And I tell you, when you walk into a funeral home and you see someone wearing something that we've sold them that they loved in their life, it is amazing. Now, Katie has a funny line.
Well, I'm concerned that perhaps you wear what you're buried in for eternity. So I do like to get people prepared for that.
But, you know, what did you have to wear for eternity?
Right.
True that.
But, you know,
well,
something I give it a lot of thought. Yeah.
Put a smile on it.
Yeah.
It's the truth, though. That is true. So tell us, Kate, before we wrap, either one of you lovely girls, ladies, tell me, please, anything you'd like us to know about the store, when the hours are, how they can get in touch with you, what it is you do best, and for people to know what, if they don't already know, what's available to be offered through your business.
Sure. It's hard to describe because it changes all the time. And, you know, we're always looking for new lines, new merchandise, new giftware, accessories. We are loving having men's things. And if I had another couple thousand square feet, there'd be a lot more of that as well. But it's, you know, visit. I think that's the important thing. We are open at this moment Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 11 to 5. But, of course, as we move into the fall, we'll be expanding hours and then, you know, into the holidays, adding Sundays and all of that. And, you know, we really try to stay current with that information on social media and with the Google listing. I try really hard to make sure that that's updated and that it doesn't default back to old information. And also on the phone. Our phone number is 570-207-1717, and I try to make sure that that message has our most current information in terms of hours. But we're over here in Pine Brook adjacent on the corner of Marion and Kapouse, and we welcome everybody to come and enjoy and shop. As my mother said, doesn't mean buy. Just enjoy the experience of being in what we think is a beautiful place full of interesting merchandise that changes all the time. It smells good. The music is fun. We try to have a good time.
Yes, you do. You always do. Well, we thank you, ladies, for coming on and talking about your business and letting people understand what it is you do. I mean, I can sing as I do all the time, so every now and then you're getting these big shout-outs from me and Julie, and we love you dearly, and you're a wonderful family, and you provide such great service to this community, as both from your business and, as Nada talked about earlier, the volunteer work that's done by all three of you is amazing and so just so needed in our community, and we always rely on you guys to be there. So we thank you. Good luck. Here's to 35 more, and we'll keep doing what we can down at Nada and Company, right, as Katie said, on the corner of Marion and Kapouse in the Pine Brook section. So we thank you. And we will talk to you guys soon. Hold on a little bit for us till we end the show, and we'll talk off air. And I just want to thank you all for listening to us. Please go down and shop and see Nada and Katie, see what they can do for you, and Michael, too. And and by the way, my beautiful, I loved bow ties. Sean, Tommy had his bow tie on from Knott and Company. Meyer had his in his pocket square, and it was, we loved every minute of it. So go and see because they have great stuff. So we, everyone else out there, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.